Hello, welcome to Siren Radio with me, Jamie Rose, this time joined with the ever talented Stu Walker. Does you know, how are you, mate? You describe how you are. A talented kind of songwriter and performer, both solo and with a band. But how would you describe yourself, mate? It's great to have you on as well.
Oh, no problem, mate. Yeah, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. Yeah, it's not for me to say I'm talented, but yeah, I sort of started writing my own songs in the last 18 months, 2 years. It was kind of by accident, really. I just wrote a song one day, and then it snowballed from there. And yeah, I've been playing in Lincoln in that time. And more recently, I've met a bunch of lads who were willing to play alongside me. So yeah, I'm pretty pleased about that because it can get a bit lonely being a solo artist.
Yeah, definitely. And, Your EP is currently in HMV in Lincoln. What's the EP called?
It's called Stee Walker Live at the Birdcage. I've got to thank my friends at Yellow Belly Records for that. They helped me record that, and also the guys at the Birdcage as well. I think it was last year we recorded that live, and thank you to HMV in Lincoln as well for stocking it. And they're gonna have myself and my band play a gig there later in the year. So,
is there a date for that we know for when you're playing that?
Yeah, it's that's going to be on Saturday, the 29th of July. So it's a little way off yet, and there's plenty to happen between now and then. But no, I'm really, really looking forward to that, and it'll be myself and my band, Televised Mind.
Yes, I was going to get into that. I was going to say you've I listened to the music that you sent over, your solo stuff, and obviously you've said to me that you're fronting this band, Televised Mind, but just kind of practicing, getting the material out. But so far we've got your solo stuff, which sounds amazing. So I can only imagine that Televised Mind is going to sound even better with a whole kind of band behind you as well. So anyway, talk to me. Like, how do you kind of meet these? How do you kind of meet these guys in Televised Mind? But how do you start the music? How did you get into it 18 months ago? But kind of give me the background to it in a way.
Yeah, that's a very, very good question. And kind of you to say that you like my music. I appreciate that.
Good. I love it. Bittersweet, Bittersweet Emotion. Great track. We'll have it on right after the interview. So.
Oh, that's great. Thank you for that. Yeah, that song is. That's kind of a indie, poppier in places type of song, but to get back to your question, I started playing guitar when I was a teenager, so that was about 15 years ago now, yeah. Something like that, I just taught myself, and I sort of played on and off for years. But I've always been really passionate about music, and I ended up in lockdown like a lot of people.
Yes.
Last year, and the year before, actually. I tell a lie, I'm losing track of time now.
But everything blurs into one during the lockdown.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's it. Time.
Me and you both.
Yeah, it's just like a continuum. But so I ended up in isolation for 10 days, and I thought, well, how can I be productive here? And at that point, I'd never sang anything or tried to sing, and I couldn't sing and play guitar at the same time. So I started off with, you know, some of my favourite covers. I was playing, I don't know if you know a song called In the Morning by The Coral.
Yes, great song, great indie track.
Yeah,
great track. Love the Coral's as well.
Yeah, it's one of those that's kind of like when people hear it, it's not often that they do, but it's quite a good one, I find. It's not sort of like completely mainstream, but yeah, it's a great tune. And anyway, so I was playing that amongst other things, and yeah, eventually I managed to sing and play at the same time, and then writing my own music came by accident. It's a bit of a funny story, and my friend won't mind me divulging this, I don't think. I'll give a shout out to my mate Josh. I'd came off a night shift one late morning, and I was absolutely, you know, knackered and just ready for bed. And my friend Josh, he was just talking at me. Anyway, I ended up writing a song straight after it called Leave Me Alone. So I've got Josh to thank for that, and he won't mind me saying that. Josh is like a brother to me. So
this one conversation has just sparked a great song. Honestly, inspiration can come from absolutely anywhere, can it? Even if it is just your friend annoying. Yeah,
that's it. So I'm really grateful for that, because that sort of started all of it, really. And so from there I started playing at the open mics in Lincoln.
Yes,
shout out to all my friends there. We're kind of like a family. It's a real community, and I really appreciate all the support they give me. I started off doing that, and originally it was more just as a personal challenge more than anything else, just to sort of get out of my comfort zone. But I've got a little bit better over time, dare I say.
You've got a lot better with the music that you've sent us to play on the show. You've for something that started in lockdown, you would not know, my friend.
That's very kind. I'm pleased to hear that, because I am very passionate about it, and I do put a lot of effort and hard work into it, because it's like anything, isn't it? If you want to be successful in anything. But more than that, I just really enjoy it. It's just something that now that I've started it, I definitely can't live without it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and from a horrid time that we all had, you're in the lockdown, and to come out of it is a musical talent in it, and you know, hopefully I would imagine that it would be something that you'd want to do going forward, you know, as an actual job. No one really wants to work the nights, do they? When you can go and write and play around music, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if I could do it as a full time career, that would be amazing.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know that that's my destiny. But even if not, it's kind of, I've discovered a part of myself, a creative part of myself that I didn't know existed. And it's funny that it was kind of the lockdown and, you know, my friend that have brought that out at this point, because it sort of makes me laugh, because I'd never have thought I would be doing this. If you'd have asked me, say, 2 or 3 years ago, or if you'd have said rather, oh, in a few years you're going to, you know, be getting up in front of people and performing. And not only that, it's not going to be other people's music. It's going to be your own. I wouldn't have believed you.
Well, to be fair, if someone would have said to me before I came to university, what you're going to do is you're going to be interviewing people who make great music and you're going to be able to do a whole radio show, well, I would have the same reaction as you do, really. And it's just amazing what you can do when you kind of really just kind of, you know, passion, really, isn't it?
That's class. And I really like just hearing you talk about that there with the passion that you did. That's what, one of the things that really inspires me in life, when I see people pursuing the dreams. I think sometimes people are afraid to make mistakes or quote unquote fail, and really it's never failing. I think the only failure is if you don't try.
Yeah.
So yeah, that would be, yeah, I don't mean to be
all philosophical.
too profound. Yeah, too philosophical. But yeah, maybe that's my profound statement for the week. Yeah, I would just say, you know, if there is something you really want to do, just absolutely go for it, because you just never know what could happen.
Yeah, it just comes from absolutely nowhere, just from sitting in your house bored, and then suddenly you've gone and you've been able to play guitar and write your own music and kind of, hopefully, I really do hope for you, it really does take off. But where are the solo gigs that you've been playing, just so people can come see you and see your amazing talent? Where you've been kind of performing, and where you're going to perform in the later weeks and months?
Cool. Well, I'm in Sleaford on Mondays. It happens at the Barge and Bottle, doing the acoustic showcase that Ryan from Fallin' Tune is organising. So that'll be really cool, because I haven't done an acoustic set for a while. And then beyond that, a week a week on Friday coming, the 12th, I'm at the Stone Roses Bar in York.
Great bar. Absolutely great. I've been there. It's a great bar. A few of my friends have performed there, actually.
It's one of my favourite bars, like, in the world. Yeah, I love it. So I'm buzzing to play there. Then on the Saturday the 13th in the afternoon, I'm at HMV in York playing there. And then the week after that, it's my band's next gig, Televised Mind, and we're playing at Rough Trade in Nottingham on Friday the 19th. So those are the next few gigs, and we've got
busy.
Got plenty beyond that, yeah.
Well, I'll quickly mention, if you actually do want to catch up with where Stu is performing, follow him on his Instagram, Stu Walker Music, STE for Stu Walker Music, on your Instagram. But I'll quickly go back. How did you meet Televised Minds? Because you're kind of writing your own music and kind of performing solo, and now you're kind of working with Televised Minds. So how did that come about?
Well, funnily enough, and I guess this is one of the more positive points of social media, our drummer Luke Smith got in touch with me on Instagram. He just saw that I'd been performing in Lincoln, and he'd seen me play at a place called Bentley's, there used to be an open mic and gigs on there, Mike Logan used to organise, and it was brilliant there. And anyway, Luke had seen me play there, so he got in touch with me on Instagram, and then I've met other musicians locally. And I asked Guy Gibson if he wanted to play on bass. He's a multi-instrumentalist, so he can play drums, bass, keyboard, guitar. So he's gonna play rhythm guitar for us. Then we've got John Gittins on bass guitar, another guy that I met in the local music scene, and
coming from this kind of local music scene is where all this kind of people that were kind of working, and then suddenly all of you have come together and created this band. Really,
yeah,
is that
that's
kind of
it.
Story that you're going with? Yes.
Yeah, and that's it, and that's what I mean. It's a real community, and we've met through that. We've also got Lloyd Hubbard from LA Sunday. He's going to play some lead guitar for us at certain gigs. He's going to be playing with us in Nottingham. So, yeah, we've all met through our shared passion. And the thing is, we're really good mates as well. It's not just about the music. So, yeah, I'm very much looking forward to seeing where we go this year.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing where you go as well. I'll follow it as much as I possibly can now that I've kind of, you know, got involved and kind of we've discussed the music and that, mate. But what kind of music are you making with Televised Minds? Just to kind of entice people, what is it kind of, what are we going in? A bit of indie pop, what are we going, rock, alternate, what are we talking?
Well, I would say it's punk, alternative, post-punk maybe, indie, there's like grungy elements to it.
Interesting.
Those are the genres, yeah. My vocals and the way I write the lyrics, I don't do it on purpose. It just, a lot of the time, it tends to come out as kind of almost spoken. It's sort of somewhere in between spoken word and singing. I'd say we've got catchy riffs, and the songs that they'll make you think at times, and then at others you'll just, you know, want to dance along to them. So I think we got a good mix.
And very eclectic is what I'd say, and kind of it there's a bit for everybody. If you're talking indie, kind of alternate, bit of grunge, bit of there's not really, I was going to say what kind of a band to describe it, but the unique thing is that there's not really anything like that kind of going about nowadays, is there?
Well, I'd like to think so, and I appreciate you picking up on that, because when people ask me, I do sort of struggle to categorise it. But we're not sort of rigidly sticking to one direction as such. We're just basically going to express ourselves and see where it lands, really. And if that means, you know, if it means that it's indie or it's rock, alternative, punk, whatever it is, it's going to be our original music. And if that resonates with anyone in any way, that's just an absolute bonus to me personally.
And that's the power of music, my friend, isn't it? So what influences, I'll go for you and for the band, what influences, if we're kind of saying that it's not really the band like it nowadays, with you guys, with what you're kind of doing and just in kind of artistic expression, but kind of what influences have kind of come over the music?
Yeah, another good question. Well, from my point of view, I've always been a bit of an indie kid, and I got into music through bands like Stone Roses, Oasis, The Smiths, but then I got into the Chili Peppers.
You're just describing my playlist here, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, they're all great bands. The first album I bought as a kid with my own money, my pocket money as it were, was By the Way by the Chili Peppers. I remember it vividly. I remember going into Asda with my money that, you know, my mum and dad had given me and buying that, and it just blew me away. And that set me off on a whole, you know, I went down the Chili Peppers rabbit hole. But yeah, then after that, I heard about bands like Black Rebel Motorcycle Club and the Brian Jonestown Massacre. I think they're really cool. I like the Pixies, the Black Keys. But that isn't to say that we sound like any of these, because I don't think we do necessarily.
It's just an influence type thing, yeah.
Yeah, and also I'm influenced by Eminem to a degree as well. So, you know, that's a totally different influence. I really appreciate rap music and lyrics. I think when I'm writing songs, I don't sort of sit down and think, oh, I'm going to write a song today. It'll be a thought or a feeling or sometimes just a story. And it tends to just, it tends to be the lyrics that come to me first, and the music follows. Sometimes it can be the music first. But in terms of the rest of the band, John and I have a lot of crossover. He's very much into Indian alternative stuff. To be honest, being around him for me is like an education, because he's got an encyclopedic knowledge of all the like more modern bands. So I can definitely learn a lot from him and his taste in that way. Guy has some sort of pop punky influences.
So there's just influences all over, really, from every genre, from every kind of theme of music is all kind of being put together in this one kind of project that is Televised Mind.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, we've all got our own influences, and we've all got our own sort of different styles, but thankfully when we come together, there's just a real chemistry and dynamic between us that just seems to flow really naturally.
I'm just really grateful for that.
You've
absolutely sold me on seeing you guys live. You really have. So to be fair, but anyway, you've done some great work as well. You've done some charity work, etc. Do you want to quickly talk about that?
Yeah, sure. Thanks for mentioning that, because that's quite important to me. Sort of generally speaking, every so often I like to try and do something for one charity or another. At the moment, and in sort of recent months, I decided I was going to do stuff for a mental health charity. So I chose Mind. Basically what I'm going to do is, and what I have been doing is, sort of taking part of the funds I get from like gigs and any music type stuff and just putting it in a pot. So I've been doing that since sort of, I think it was late last year, might have been September last year, I sort of decided I was going to do that. And I think last I checked, I had about £600. So I'm going to carry on doing that.
Wow.
Until, September this year. I think it's important to try and do stuff to help others. That's really important to me in my life. So I'm going to carry on with that, and we'll be doing other gigs and that, you know, to raise money and further funds and whatnot. So,
right, so you're kind of using the band and your music as well to kind of help out other people, which is always, always a great thing to kind of talk about. And I definitely wanted to mention it because it's something that deserves to be highlighted because you've done a lot to kind of have charity work. But I'll quickly just mention, you kind of have been on BBC Introducing and other kind of other media outlets like that. So kind of talk to me about that kind of experience. How did you get into kind of finding yourself on BBC's doorstep?
Cool. Yeah, not a problem. So I guess with me being quite hard working, it just comes from that and my curiosity. And I just found that, it turns out you can upload your tracks to BBC Introducing. As it happens, one I uploaded just the other day is going to be played tonight on BBC Introducing. And that show's on from 8 o'clock tonight. So if you just go to the BBC Introducing website, you can hear my new single, You Don't Know Me, which it's not actually going to be released until the 2nd of June. And I'm really proud of it. Lloyd Hubbard featured on it with me. He played bass drums. And I think it's all a bit of a blur, that recording process. But I think he might have played a bit of guitar on it.
I like how you bring in a lot of kind of different genres as well as a load of other different people to inspire you. I think that's quite important as well. And it's like, I was kind of half expecting to kind of come into this interview and kind of talk about your music, but it feels like this isn't something that's just, you know, here's me with a guitar and kind of doing the music, or here's me with this band. This feels like so much more for you, and I'm getting kind of sense that this is so much more for you, for helping people and bringing in different influences and different people and making, really kind of being creatively kind of minded as well.
Yeah, that's a great point actually, because I'm very open-minded and I think it's important to be. And I've heard stories in the past where, you know, musicians might have collaborated with others and sort of not like credited them as such, and I really don't believe in that. Like, I'm aware of my talents and, you know, sort of limitations, and I'm very open-minded and looking to collaborate with others. I won't force anything, but equally I'm not gonna, like, you know, let my own ego get in the way of creativity, so to speak. I think that's really important. So yeah, it's very much it's more than me. It's bigger than me. And I've got some big stuff planned this year that I can't reveal just now. But I've got some very exciting things coming up. And this is just kind of the beginning of it, really.
Yes, nice. Well, thank you for talking to me today. I really do appreciate it. I'll say one more question. What do you think is next for you? You kind of mentioned it briefly, kind of that there's big, big things that are coming up that you kind of can't necessarily talk about, as much as I would love an exclusive. You can't talk about it now, but kind of what's and then what's kind of next for you? What's the next big thing that you can really talk about for you right now?
Well, this isn't an exclusive in a sense, so. But I won't go into full detail.
Yeah, it's fine.
But
what I'm
sort of very hopeful that I'm going to achieve this year, and not just for the sake of it, just because, you know, basically I just want to share my and our music with as many people as possible. I'm very hopeful that I'm going to at least one of my songs is going to be on national radio this year, so that's what I'll say. So look out for that, and as I say, if you follow my social media,
can people find you? As you can say that, where can people find you to get in on all the music?
Well, I've got it's not a full on website as such, but my main link is beacons.ai/. STE Walker. I tend to put most of my stuff in the first instance on Instagram these days. That just works for me.
Steve Walker Music on Instagram as well.
Yeah, that's right. So that's my Instagram. So I'm pretty easy to find because I'm pretty sort of prolific, if you like, on there. So yeah, it's easy to find. And Televised Mind has its own Instagram account as well. It's Televised_Mind. And the idea is for me to sort of transition completely into the band stuff, as it were, over time. And I don't think that'll take that long.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I hope that it all goes well. And I am definitely, with the music that you've sent us to play, that we'll play on the show today. But no, I'm definitely looking forward to the new music that's coming out, and I will definitely try and catch you definitely in that HMV, in Lincoln, definitely to try and to experience music, because I feel you've sold me on the music, mate, already, and that's that. I've then listened to your solo stuff, so I can only imagine what you've got planned with the band. But thank you so much for talking to me. I really do appreciate it. And yeah, best of luck, and thank you for coming on.
No problem at all, mate. It's been a pleasure. And we'll hook up again at some point, I'm sure.
I hope so. Yes, I absolutely hope so. Kind of keeping contact. So yeah, absolutely, mate. Thank you so much for coming on. And yeah, best of luck.
No problem, mate. Take it easy. All the best.
All right, thank you.